If we don't make this investment in the next generation of professionals, we're just going to continue down the path of exploding congestion, lack of economic security in communities. We're going to continue to have 30,000 plus fatalities a year on our roads, negative impacts on the environment, just so many negative things that are just too catastrophic to think about if you were to look, you know, 50 years in the future. If we don't do our job well, then we're just going to continue to struggle. It's imperative that we really take this holistic view of the infrastructure and how we need to make it better to serve the needs of our communities. And that may not necessarily be add 3 more lanes to an interstate.
Right. And the consequences that you're mentioning are societal. They
Yes.
are nationwide and on a very large scale, but they also happen on a very personal scale. The congestion that you talk about, for instance, could impede the trip to the emergency room for a member of your family. I mean, everything you've described can be global or it can be very, very individual.
Exactly. And I would hazard to guess that there's not a single one among us who hasn't known somebody who's been in a severe traffic accident or has been killed in an accident in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I personally have had multiple family members and friends either injured or killed in a car wreck for whatever reason. And it's so personal. So once it happens to you, it's just devastating. And you just want to do everything you can to make that go away. One fatality is too many.